Hello, we are Talks and Forbes, and we are on the line. How are you, Vicky?
Girl, it's been a day.
Wow, I know, right? I was just thinking, I was like, Christmas is just coming so fast.
Right, and I haven't brought one present. I haven't even put a bulb on a tree.
Now that is crazy. I know I haven't gotten anything yet, but I just know it's just so, oh my goodness. I just can't believe just how time just has just flown by us.
Yeah, it has ran away from me. I think we just gonna be we gonna be grateful and we gonna eat. And we
What are
gonna
you?
go. We gonna thank the Lord that he was born and that was and that's just about it.
I know tonight we had we were talking about on the line with the children, because how sometimes kids get caught up in so what they didn't get for Christmas and just different things like that. And we were talking about the reason why we have Christmas, and I just don't feel like people really just talk to their kids about like why we really have Christmas, because really like people really get caught up in like gifts and just different things like that. And I just feel like that just really just messes it up, because it just puts you in a bad place, because you out here about to go broke trying to get stuff for your family, and you just have be able to talk to your kids like and just teach them like what the true meaning of Christmas is. And I just feel like it's just sometimes that's a big issue for us.
Well, I really think that I was caught up in the hype when my kids was young,
Oh, yeah.
but I didn't go out to get their stuff until later on, and they were so excited because they thought Santa was gonna bring it.
Curtis,
And I mean,
did you tell your
and
kids
it,
Santa was real?
I did. I used to even play with the elf. I mean,
Curtis,
I used to throw the
I
elf
think
around
I
because they.
remember that.
You know, I used to, and Josh was so excited, you know, because Caleb already knew that it wasn't no Santa. But, and I was like, you better not tell him that it ain't no Santa because he is all into it. And I just want him to have his childhood, imaginary time. And yeah, I used to have an elf everywhere in the flower and
Wow.
just about anything I could
I
believe.
used
Like,
to kind of
how
get
did
mad at
it
I
get
used
over
to
there?
kind of get girl, you crazy. I used to kind of get mad at Ken, because I kind of felt like he was like taking the fun out of it. Because I guess you do kind of get like that, when your kids are like young, you
Yeah,
want to
you
surprise.
do kind of
But
get
like Ken used to
hyped
make me so mad, because he was not like really into Christmas. And you remember that time he threw that Christmas tree in the trash?
Yes, I.
Girl, I was so mad. Like, that was like evil. Like, who would even do something like that? But I mean, I know, but maybe we do put too much into it. But when kids that young, you kind of think it's okay, but you still don't
They
want
like the
to.
imaginary stuff, and I
Yeah.
mean, it's just like dramatic play. But you know, because I was broke after I did it. I mean, I was happy they had their gifts and to
I
take their
know,
gift,
me
and
too, me
I was
too.
broke and sad at the same time. I was smiling and being like, "How we move this money?" So I
I
mean,
know, y'all know who
but
you
this year,
telling.
Josh was like, because I couldn't even find a Christmas tree. And Josh was like, "Mama, you know that's a pagan holiday."
Girl,
And
he just so smart.
I said, "You know what, Josh?" He said, "It's in the Bible." And I said, "I'm gonna find my Christmas tree." And
That's how Ken feel about it. Like
no,
he is not into it.
mm-mm,
Like, I
not
mean, he's
into it
really
at
not
all.
into Christmas like that. I mean, which I get it. And I mean, I don't think that I mean, I don't think I take it too far, but I just well, I guess I could say it's traditional, because people celebrate it, and that's like the norm thing to do. But I mean, but you really do need to like teach your kids that, that it's not about receiving, but it's all about giving. So,
But you know when the media plays a big part of trying to tell us how we need to treat Christmas, and
True.
just like your husband said on Sunday about
Yeah.
the about they don't even commercialize Jesus during the Christmas holiday. So you know, so what are they really doing? Trying to make sure that we go out in the stores and and spend our money. That's what they really trying to do to make sure.
And that make a whole lot of sense. You're right, because you're right. Folks go broke behind.
And I started thinking about that thing. I got to crying. I was like, you know what? I'm not fixing to do all this. I'm not even fixing to worry about Christmas. I mean, we are worried. We through a pandemic right now, and I just.
Right. And see, my kids are older now, so I really feel like I'm kind of out of that. I mean, my youngest is still home, and I was asking him, I was like, well, what do you want? And he was like, he don't even, like he couldn't even say nothing. He was talking about the PS5, but, like, he really couldn't even say anything because we buy them stuff just throughout the year. And so I feel like that's a blessing all by itself. But, you know, I'm going to get something, but I'm not, like, that's not. I'm not concerned about, oh my God, I gotta get these gifts. But you have families that are just like messed up because like they think they gotta go over and beyond. But you know, it just, I don't know. As long as you have loved ones.
You know they messed up like we used to be. I mean, just worried about if my kids gonna get a gift when they that small. Cause that's what the school is portraying. Santa Claus, and you finna get gifts. You gonna open gifts on Christmas. You need to go to bed and put the cookies in. And the
girl,
what they gonna say? Does Santa need to have a mask on because he coming through the chimney?
And girl, why why my job? You know we have to get on Zoom, girl. Mm-hmm. And so they was asking us. They was like, what was your memorable Christmas moment? And me, girl, I didn't tell them because, you know, my mama and my daddy wasn't together. Mm-hmm. And so I went over to my daddy's house. And, girl, I was telling them how I had, girl, I mean, I had got them cookies out and I had that milk and honey. And my daddy had a fireplace. So, of course, you think Santa coming down the chimney, right? You know, we ain't had no fireplace, you know, at my mama's house. So I was like, okay, you know, Santa, like, really coming here, honey. I put them cookies out and that milk, honey, and you, baby. And my daddy didn't wrote me a good old letter. So I just really thought Santa was real. So I thought he came by and ate up my cookies and drank my milk. And I was like, oh, Santa. And I looked back at that and I was like, oh my God, like why my daddy do me like that? But I never did my kids like that. Like my husband he wouldn't let me tell him that Santa was really real, girl. He was like, yeah, it ain't even Santa. So I just never really got into it because it was like an argument with him. But no lie, I really did want to teach them that when they were little. Because you just like to see them get so excited.
I know I did at first until Caleb was like, Mama, you know it ain't no Santa. Stop playing. And I said, you better not tell Josh. Leave Josh alone. If he want to believe in Santa, let him believe in Santa until you get ready to, you know, because that was our Christmas. That's what I did. I mean, that's what I wanted him to do. If that's what he wanted to believe in, I'm going to let him believe in. And
I just can't believe how Christmas then came. So it's like we just started December.
Girl, I ain't even worried about Christmas. Really, on the flip side of it, I am not worried about Christmas because this is not Jesus' birthday anyway, but this is what they celebrate. But I really don't. I'm really just not.
Well, I can say I really do like the parties, though. Like,
well,
I miss that. And because
we're going to do a
period. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We can't even have parties and stuff because of the pandemic and stuff. I miss that because I really do be wanting to like get with like people that I know that really love me and that I really love. I do want to do, you know, like pajama parties and stuff. That's what I really wanted most of all. I don't care about the, you know, the other stuff, but I just like the time that, you know, we actually like get to get together and just have fun with your friends. Right. But that's what I miss. Because, right, girl, I ain't been doing. When I tell you nothing, oh my God, just running to their kitchen. That's what all I'm doing. Where you at?
I'm trying to get Caleb his food here. And my mom was trying to drop off this and here we'll go back and get the other food for Josh.
Oh, well, okay.
This is Christmas right here.
Yes, yes. I know, but I just hope that, I just pray that everyone have a safe holiday because I know that, you know, when these kids go back to school and stuff, I just feel that the numbers will rise because other, you know, everybody not like us. Like some people, they just continue to go, 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 and then they're going to go back and take the virus back to the school, and then the cases are just going to go up. So we just got to be careful.
Yeah, because people don't care. They don't care. They don't care about wearing masks or nothing. You can't even make them wear a mask. I'm going to start just giving them one hand. Here.
Girl, you crazy. Girl, you crazy.
You put this mask on.
Girl, you know, some people think, girl, I was telling you that, like, somebody had said, at my job, they was like that they know that my faith is so big. Why am I wearing a mask or whatever? And I was like, what in the world? I was like, that's just wisdom. I mean, everybody, I'm gonna wear this mask, and I have big faith, and I'm obeying the laws of the land. But like, you can do whatever you want to do or whatever. But I'm gonna wear my mask or whatever. So I don't care what people. You know what I'm saying? You know how people be talking? It'll like get back to you. They be like, you scared shit. They was like, you supposed to have so much, you know, like you supposed to be just in God. I am in God. I am, but I'm gonna wear the mask.
It ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
It doesn't. I don't know why people
say, they love to throw up your Christianity every time something happens. And I can't stand that. I can't with people. They want
to. And I know. And I was just like, okay. So does it mean that I'm not a Christian, or that I am a Christian, you know, because, you know, I'm not wearing one, or if I wear one, I mean, yes, I know that we all have to die some way, but I just
well,
feel like.
If you want to die of COVID, let them die of COVID. I mean, but that ain't what I want for my story. So, I mean, I'm going to wear my
Honey, I have on that shield. I have on them gloves. Right. I have on two masks. And honey, I be covered up. I be halfway scaring the clowns. They be like, is it safe to come? I said, I know I look like I'm going into some kind of war ground with all the stuff
that's
I have
right.
on.
We are in war.
I don't even care. I be like, honey, I'm supposed to put on this shield and they can say whatever they want to, baby. And honey, I can't barely breathe.
They give you that pizza. The whole suit?
No, I don't have that, but I know this. I can barely breathe with all of them masks on, girl. I almost choked, girl.
Girl, wait a minute. I don't have no albuterol. I need to get Joshua. Do you have some?
Why do you need that?
Because Joshua, he having asthma tonight.
Why you can't just call the pharmacy to get that?
Everybody
have
the same tubes, girl.
everybody
had
the same what?
Albuterol tubes. Everybody
have no, I'm saying tubes. Why you just can't call the pharmacy just to call?
It's too late. Girl, I don't know if you have a refill or not. I probably need to go check at Walmart and see if you have a refill, but I don't
They probably
go
do because Walmart. Most doctors give you a lot of that.
But I don't want to go in Walmart. I'm going to just go back to my mama's house and check. And see if some left. Maybe my daddy had some. And I'm going to take this
medicine.
Because I told him to use his pump, but he was having a little.
Is he sick?
He's not sick at all.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he has asthma and this weather getting cold.
Yeah, so. I know. And then, you know, so many times, I mean, any kind of sickness you get these days, they related to COVID. Like, you can't even barely get anything these days because, I mean, they just say, oh, is that cold, girl? Ooh, that makes me so mad, girl. I call one of the teledocs, girl. That's the first thing they was saying. That sounds cold.
I know.
I'm like, listen.
If you
no,
I went to go take Caleb have his toenail removed. They asked him all these questions about COVID, and I was like, you know what? We in here to have a toenail removed. And you want to buy COVID. Yeah.
They not even want to go. I mean, everything relates to COVID. And I know they got to, you know, check everything.
Right.
But I'm just like, God, like, this is really ridiculous. Like, really, like, everything is not COVID. And I understand that they want to take all the necessary precautions. But everything is not COVID related. Okay.
It's not.
Oh, whatever. But I'm just like, whatever. But girl, I tell you, baby, this season right here. Honey, if you ain't got it together, I don't know.
You ain't gonna have it together. I mean, it ain't nothing else. Ooh. And sometimes if you don't have it together, you're gonna go crazy because you're sitting in the house all the time. So,
no, I think we've been pretty busy. You know, with ourselves, you know, doing things to like stay busy, even though it's not in the face of things, but you just gotta just work with, you know, with just what you have or whatever. So it's just been a blessing even to, you know, get together and just start this and, you know, just be positive and, you know, just talk about things and be transparent and just give people hope, you know, and I think I've really gotten a lot out of doing this. So this has definitely been awesome for me. So I'm just thankful for this opportunity to even just do this. So, but thanks for coming on, and we look forward to the next one.